You're listening to Olds Fertilizer and Anger Services, Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM. It's a 2-2 game between the Colts and the High River Flyers. My name is Baron Pecklooster, joined ringside today by Galen Hartvigsen. And Galen, if the first or the second and the third or anything like that first period was, we should be in store for a great 40 minutes here.
Yeah, can they keep up the pace here?
That was a blistering
hot first period here at the Ditsburg Memorial Complex this season. Again, High River jumping out to leads of 1-0 and 2-1, thanks to Lazar's fifth goal of the season and Burgesson's 10th goal of the season, and then the Colts battling back to tie it twice. First goal set up there on the power play by Stephen Bell for the Colts. Wyatt Bailey for his 11th of the season, and then Stephen Bell would get his 11th of the season a little bit later to tie it up for the second time in that opening period for the Mountain View Colts. The Colts went 1-for-1 on the power play. The High River Flyers went 1-for-2. The shots were 12 apiece and 2-2. Probably a just result after the end of that first period. Both teams had their moments there, and both teams are showing a lot here as we try and get both of them a chance to get back in the win column. High River losing 8-4 last night to Strathmore, and the Mountain View Colts did pick up a point after rallying from a 3-0 deficit. They came all the way back to make it 4-3 against the Red Deer Vipers here in Didsbury, but the Vipers tied it in the last minute of play and then won it in overtime. So the Colts' three-game winning streak was snapped, but they do have points in four straight games here.
And, of course, High River looking for all the points that they can possibly get. They do have two games in hand on Strathmore, who are in that final playoff position in the Southern Division, but they are 5 points back right now, so these are two massive points ahead for High River in that absolutely tough Southern Division. The North a lot different by that respect, but right now it's Mountain View in this hockey game at 2-2, and head coach Dan Visser is looking forward to tonight's test, as you heard in that first intermission show, and looking forward to a good test against a high-flying High River team, and we certainly see that speed on display here.
Yeah, and they used it for a 2-on-1 goal in the first period there, and the Mountain View Colts, though, showing their speed as well. Stephen Bell gets behind the defense on a breakaway. No one's going to catch him, and he got that goal that tied it up by 2 apiece, so Cashton Payne makes 10 saves in net for the High River Flyers in the opening period, and down at the other end, Jordan McGinnis makes 10 saves for the Mountain View Colts. We'll remind you that fresh, local, and there for your community, because it's their community too, is Bylo Foods in Didsbury. Proud to support the Mountain View Colts hockey, Bylo Foods, Didsbury.
And of course, the playoff positioning, so important, as now we've got less than 10 games to go. Of course, the push is on. The top five teams per division qualify. Of course, the top three teams in each division will get a bye this year, so they go automatically on to round number two, and then of course it is 4-5 in the playoff series as well. Reseeded in the semifinals, Galen, that's an interesting point. So you could find yourself matched up against a Southern Division opponent in the semis.
Well, I like that. That's a nice change this year, so we'll see, and maybe the Mountain View Colts can get that far this year. That would be wonderful for Didsbury and Mountain View County to have a chance to see their team make an HJHL playoff push. A reminder that here tonight, both these teams are missing a key leader for the Mountain View Colts.
Absolutely.
Peyton Rothenbusch, their captain, not on the ice tonight. For the High River Flyers, their head coach, Colton Hayes, is not here tonight. He picked up an 8-game suspension. Tonight is actually the last game of that suspension that began December the 10th. So both teams missing a key leadership point here, but it didn't take away from a great hockey game through 20 minutes. 2-2 is our score as we get set for the second stanza.
No doubt about it. We'll keep an eye there on Peyton Rothenbusch when he is back in the lineup, but a versatile player certainly for the Mountain View Colts, leader for them as well, but a player that can play up and down the lineup in pretty much any position, center, left wing, right wing, or any of the points as well. You can put Peyton Rothenbusch anywhere on the ice, and he is going to do a serviceable job there for you. And also out of the lineup tonight for the Mountain View Colts, Cannon Myram serving suspension. And meanwhile, on the other side of things, Brandon McCaig is also out of the lineup, suspended as well for the High River Flyers. We're just waiting for the ice to get firmed up here. A little bit of extra water out there as the officials taking a bit of a skate around, making things don't slow down as that puck does get dropped. Don't want the puck to stay there in any inopportune area on the ice, so the referee's just giving it an extra moment or two, and we'll have plenty more Mountain View Colts hockey for you here on 96.5 CKFM. We look forward to it. Of course, it's the annual Ride for Dad charity game on February 10th as they host the Airdrie Techmation Thunder, and that is always a game that means a lot to us, Galen.
Yeah, it certainly is. I did see Fran before the game here tonight, and she'll always be around for that game as well, and the Mountain View Colts raising so much money over the years here in the rural Alberta Motorcycle motorcycle ride for Dad. Everything that goes on here in Didsbury, always a part of that. A great organization here locally, and we look forward to seeing how much they can raise here this year. Looking like we're getting set to go to center ice here, as enough of this extra water has frozen up. So let's see what happens here, Baron.
Well, it looks like we're getting ready to get things going. The Colts are going to go from left to right on your radio dial. Meanwhile, High River from right to left, and we are underway. Puck's drop. Smith's got it first for Mountain View. He'll send it into the offensive zone. Back to Gleick now. Ty Cody plays one off the glass for High River. Holding the zone there wisely was Saunders. Had to bump over his stick eventually, though. And now back to collect is Smith. Harley Smith in behind his own goal. A backhand feed out. Here's Saunders through the middle for Richardson. Richardson picks it up over center, over the blue line, chips it down low. Payne is out to collect. We'll leave it there briefly for his man. Smith has it along the wall now for High River. Smith bumped off the puck. Good forechecking pressure by Eden Saunders. Now we'll pin it up against the boards himself, waiting for support from Parks. Parks gets it out to the point man Smith. Smith fans on that one. It's a trickler towards the goal. Now a long pass through the middle is batted down by Stoddard with a high stick. And touching up there was Saunders. That'll draw a whistle, but a crucial interception. Otherwise, High River would have been a way to the races.
This is Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services, Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM. Hard work gets you a reputation that people trust for over 47 years. That has been Olds Fertilizer and Agri Services. They're proud supporters of the Mountain View Colts. 2-2, still in the first minute of period two.
Left wing dot, neutral zone faceoffs, a 50-50 battle here. It gets pushed up the wall. Bergeson is going to collect and give it to Burrows now. Burrows winds his way around. Stephen Bell, right wing side, finds a lane into the zone. Button hook, centering pass is intercepted by Bell in the slot. He'll play one off the glass into the neutral zone. Collected there by Rehorst. Plays one off the wall for Backen. Backen gets it stripped of the puck by Stephen Bell. Bell now loses the handle, and Backen has it, makes the move around his man and piles into the goaltender, Jordan McGinnis. A heavy collision. Puck stays out. The net is well off, and we get a little bit of a scrum forming.
Well, the other night when we did the AJHL game with the Olds Grizzlies and the White Court Wolverines, I saw just about enough of the local goaltender getting run in that one. And here tonight, that was more just an awkward play trying to make a move on the breakaway, but it was still a healthy collision and both players able to bounce back up.
Yeah, McGinnis on to give Como a call and
yeah.
see how that really feels in the net, that's for sure. That was an innocent enough looking collision, and the faceoff is going to come into the neutral zone as a result. So right in front of the High River bench, we'll have a draw here. Left wing dot pulled back here and won by Mountain View. Here's Bailey in possession. We'll chip it into the offensive zone. Go after it himself here on the forecheck. One possession there briefly as the puck was just waiting for him. Now in a battle in the corner along with Burrows. Punches the puck out for Tanner Austin. Sharp angle shot all the way to the point. Man McDermott will try his luck, and that one's wide of the target. Bailey still involved with a heavy battle. Wins it once again. Gets it down low. Now on the forehand. Heistad looking to make a play happen. Hooked up there. No call coming. And now here's a race for it as Ma is away. A foot race with McDermott as McDermott will win that one and goes heavily into the backboards. McDermott is right back to his feet. That one looked ugly. There's no doubt about it. Barnett getting in Ma's face there.
Referee's arm went up right away. Boarding is going to be the call, and shaking out the left leg there was the Colts player went into the wall there, and he continues to shake out that left leg a little bit. That one definitely accordioned underneath him a little bit there with the impact of being at full speed pretty much when they started to tumble. But McDermott is a tough guy. He's a hockey player. He makes his way to the Colts bench under his own power.
Boy, and the Colts bench is absolutely fired up after that one. It's Brandon Jarman who's going to go to the box here. 2 minutes of boarding is up on the boards, but head coach Dan Visser, you could certainly tell that he thought his team might have earned more after that heavy collision behind the Colts end. Nonetheless, the Colts will get a power play out of this. They've been successful so far on the man advantage, and they'll get their second opportunity of the evening. Offensive zone draw. It's a 50-50 one. This one is won back by High River, and they quickly try to wrap it around the wall. Bell races. Can't quite get there, however, so a puck does trickle by him. Stoddard now back to collect all the way in the Colts' end. Puts the brakes to try to get around one checker. Does so successfully. Bought some room here for Bell now. Bell will headman the puck up the ice right wing side. Looks to get around two skaters. Now on the forehand, almost had room to pull the trigger, but couldn't. And takes a tumble in the corner. Puck is underneath him right now. A couple of heavy cross checks there by Bailey. Does advance the puck, however. Out to Stoddard now at the point. Back over. Here's Parks. Parks in possession. Looks to get around the defender of Ma. Battle in the corner for it. Bell involved. Heavy battle there, but eventually Ma will find it, and on the back end, he'll push it out of the zone. McGinnis is out of his blue paint to slow things down. About a minute and 10 seconds of power play time remaining as starting up with it is Cohen Richardson. Gives it to Parks. Parks up the wall. He goes with it. Gets it back now. Hayden Parks has it in his feet. Eventually collects on his forehand. Works his way in the offensive zone. Dishes off. Here's Richardson. Richardson's pass bumped over. And now we'll find Hirsch. And Hirsch's pass a little too hot to handle there from Stoddard. He's got to work his way out of the zone. 50 seconds of PP still to go here. Stoddard all the way back in the Mountain View end. Starts to weave his way up the ice. Makes a couple of nice moves. Still has it. Works his way to center ice. Now offensive zone on the forehand. Button hooks and in the corner centers one. That one comes off a stick and will eventually trickle its way out to the neutral zone. Richardson fans on his initial pass. Eventually gathers again. Fans on a pass again. But this time will make it across for Parks. Parks now on the forehand. Tries to fire one into a set of shin pads. Collects his own rebound. 20 seconds of power play time to go as he sets up. Parks dishes off now for Hewitt. Hewitt tries to get away from his checker. Hewitt on the backhand, bumped up against the wall. A heavy battle right in front of the Mountain View bench. Parks involved, digs it down low, and now Hewitt will try to poke it down low, but eventually trickles out into the neutral zone. McDermott is back for it. Power play elapses, and we're back to 5-on-5 action. McDermott carries it up the ice, rips one on goal. That one takes a deflection up and high wide. Puck stays down low, however. The Colts looking to keep the attack going. Taking a tumble there was Jarman out of the box and into the play. Almost had it picked off. And now Hirsch will do well to eventually find possession in the neutral zone. Bats it forward. Aiden Saunders looking to help him out. Big collision right in front of the Mountain View bench. Saunders sets his man down. Hewitt with an opportunity. Couldn't pull the trigger in the high slot. It's picked up now by Jarman. The captain for High River will fire it down low. Get the attack going for the white team. Down low they go, battle along the boards for it. I believe that was Smith digging it away. And now Bergeson on the right wing side will take a collision from Hewitt. That pass over the stick of the point man, Burrows. And now there's a race for it as Kai Biggin almost made it there, but that puck just would not settle down. Regrouping now, here's Aiden Saunders who carries it into the offensive zone. Left wing Dodd, a heavy battle between him and Rehorse. Throwing a couple of arms there is Rehorse. He's drawn a call as well. Out front there's a High River player down on his knees. All sorts of action going on here. Referee's arm is in the air, and it looks like the Colts are going to find themselves shorthanded.
Yeah, it's going to be Hewitt heading off for cross-checking. That was the battle at the front of the net as you were depicting what was happening with the battle in the corner. And the High River Flyers are also going to get penalized here. This is going to be Burrows going off, and that's going to be an unsportsmanlike that he's going to pick up. So I think we got cross-checking against Hewitt.
And a spearing call down there as well.
So lots of explaining going on, and on the scoreboard, what is going to go up there? We played 4:58 of the second period. High River has registered the only shot of this period so far. That Colts power play didn't have much puck luck. Barron,
no.
A couple of passes misfired, one hit a skate, and they just couldn't get things set up and executed cleanly there. High River obviously did a good job on the PK, getting in the lanes a bit there, but still the Mountain View Colts now 1-for-2 on the power plays. This game remains tied 2-apiece.
Colts power play came into tonight ranked number 2 in the Heritage Junior Hockey League at 22.54%. They've got 32 power play goals this season as well. Already have one tonight as well. 3 yesterday. 3-for-6 was the power play against Red Deer. So power play's kicking. That's what you need if you're going to go in the postseason.
The extra 2 up on the board is against the Colts out of all of this.
So I'm guessing the spearing call must have come down to Hewitt here. And that draws that extra 2 minutes on the boards, I imagine.
So that might just be a 10-minute misconduct against Burrows of the High River Flyers. They're still explaining that, and now we get a second player going into the High River sin bin. So
complicating things.
Yeah, we definitely may have had 4 minutes go against Hewitt out of all of this then. Wait for the official announcement, but either way, High River was a 1-for-2 on the power play in that first period of play with Burgesson getting their power play goal that made it 2-1. Now they go to their third power play opportunity.
I think it might be Mountain View on the power play here as they've got the 5 against the High River 4, and Mountain View has possession. Bell from the point man gets it down low. Cohen Richardson now. It is a Mountain View power play as they start out in possession. It's out with Bell now. Point man looks to weave around his checker and Bakken. Does a good job of getting it down low for Bailey. Bailey's on his backhand. Looks to fight around his man. Leaves it there for Richardson, who comes in and assists. Richardson gives it for Parks now. Aiden Parks for Stoddard. Snodder back to Parks. Parks has a little bit of room here. It gets the puck to settle down. Wouldn't quite do so for him and eventually pushes the puck down low. There is Wyatt Bailey. The big frame protects the puck and wraps it around the wall for Bell. Bell fans on the pass but chops it back down low. There is Bailey. Bailey on the back end. Tried to sneak away to the forehand. We'll give it to Richardson who gives it out to Bell now at the point. Bell back to Richardson now. Right circle. Will fire a shot. That one gets deflected before it made it to Payne. He just pokes at that puck. Keeps it alive here. Stoddard can't hold the blue line. Has to skate around a checker. Will do so wisely. Now quickly regrouping there is Bailey to make sure he wasn't caught offside. But eventually stripped of the puck there is Bell. And he gets sent the length of the ice. McGinnis had to be sharp there. He steers it into the corner. That was a long shot towards him. Those are oftentimes deceptive for a goaltender. Parks will buy himself some time behind his own goal. Only 45 seconds of power play to go here for Mountain View. Working their way through the neutral zone. Stephen Bell, right wing side, looks to burn around his man. Onto the forehand, chopping away at the puck, but that one wouldn't go home. Trickles into the corner. Picking the puck up now. Here's Hirsch. Hirsch is centering pass on the stick of Saunders. Snapper is blocked. Saunders picks up his own rebound, however. Long, hard battle here between him and Marshall, and eventually Saunders had his stick lift, but does manage to get the puck back into the offensive zone. Only 15 seconds of power play time left as High River will just hang on to it and send it the length of the ice. McGinnis out to play it, wraps it around the wall. There's Hirsch. Hirsch touch pass in the middle for Saunders. Saunders has to buy himself some time. We're back to 5-on-5 action here at the DMC. Saunders gets it down right wing side. Still looking to go after the puck himself. Hirsch has it now. Long setup for Saunders. Back into the slot it goes. It's loose out front. Batting away is Ray. That one's wide. In behind the goal now. Puck still loose. Mountain View looking for it. Hirsch will bank it off the goaltender and in. That's a Mountain View goal. They're up 3-2.
They don't score on back-to-back power plays, but then Hirsch behind the net, he tried to pass it the first time. The second time, I'm positive he was trying to do that. He looked around. There was nobody there. He saw that the goaltender was looking forward, and he got it off the back of the pad and in at that near post from behind the net. It is a go-ahead goal for the Mountain View Colts, and it is set up by the creative efforts of Trenton Hirsch.
You could just tell by the look in his eyes that he absolutely meant to do that. That was a nifty play by Hirsch. Could tell the goaltender Payne was out of position there and make some pay. That's a heads-up goal, and Mountain View has their first lead of the hockey game, 3-2 here in the second period. Through the neutral zone, High River looks to get it back into the offensive side of things, but it's picked up cleanly here by Mountain View, carrying the puck in now. Here they come, a 2-on-1 opportunity. Highstand rips one towards the target, and that's swallowed up by Payne. 12:17 to go in the second.
Reminds you that when you need a new or used vehicle, to head to Hildebrand Motors. Their service center is open Monday to Saturday with easy booking online. Hildebrand Motors, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts.
Hewitt is going to dig in for this face-off. Left wing dot. 50-50 goes to the winger in Parks. Battle for it. Eventually trickles below Payne. Burrows has a little bit of room to make the bank pass out. That one's a little too hot to handle for Wilford. Will pick up the loose change through the neutral zone. Wilford picks it. List speed. Here comes High River. Into the offensive zone, wrapping it around the wall here. Steinert on Highstead. Highstead forced to send it back up the wall. Good collision there by the man Ellis to a headman for Hewitt. Hewitt takes it into the offensive zone. Button hooks a slap shot. A big blast is steered aside by Payne. In the offensive zone, Highstead is looking for it. He's eventually found it in behind the net. Now a centering pass. Here's Tanner Austin who dishes for the point man McDermott. Snapper is steered aside by Payne. Puck's in the corner now. Wyatt Bailey looking to dig it out. A centering pass in the middle. Highstead's looking for that loose puck. Payne is as well. Eventually High River has it, and they'll float it into the neutral zone. Good pressure there by Mountain View. Looking for more after the go-ahead goal. Bailey banks it off the wall. Going after it now, Tanner Austin. In a battle with his man, Burrows does well to push it up the wall, but eventually loses out at the blue line. In the offensive zone, lone forechecker is Stephen Bell, putting a little bit of pressure on. That gives High River enough opportunity to get into the neutral zone. Quickly turned over. There's Bailey trying to give it right back to Tanner Austin. Austin couldn't hold on long enough, and Marshall will find it and get it into the Mountain View end. McGinnis is out of his blue paint to wrap it around the wall for Bailey. Bailey looks to spring Tanner Austin. Just a little too heavy in the legs there at the end of his shift. Can't quite get to that puck, and it's sent up the length of the ice. It's going to take a touch here. No icing against Mountain View. Pardon me, for Mountain View. They'll have to break it out, do the hard work themselves. Eventually, the puck does trickle beyond the blue line. Chanut is there. He'll fire it right back in for High River. McGinnis out of his blue paint on the back end will chop it for McDermott, looking to go up the right wing wall immediately. The Colts will get it as far as their own red line before it's turned up. Back in the possession of Barnett. D to D play sent up the wall by McDermott. Pass too hot to handle for Bailey. Now with numbers back the other way comes High River. Over skating the puck there was Cody. And now back at the end of his shift is Bailey. His pass is picked off, intended to spring Stephen Bell. Colts stuck in their own end here a little bit. Chanut will find it and send it down the length of the ice. High River looking to go to the attack on the forecheck. Meanwhile, a quick breakout through the neutral zone here from Mountain View as they've got Bailey and Bell up the ice. Here's Parks now picking up the loose change on the back end. We'll fire one on. Not sure if that made it towards the goal, but Parks will collect back out to McDermott. McDermott wraps it around the wall. Bailey still out there. Will chop it and leave it for Stoddard. Stoddard's centering pass. Doesn't find anyone. Gets the point man. McDermott, he fans on the shot. Looking to go back the other way. Here comes High River. Up the ice they come. Here's Backen. Backen gets pumped off the puck. Good defensive play. Picking up the change there is Richardson, and they'll look to transition. Aiden Saunders has it through the neutral zone. Dumped off looking for Parks. That one's picked off in the slot. Back the other way now. Here comes Smith. Leading scorer. Burrows, rather, for High River on the left wing dot. Tried to chop one into the center there. Picked off by Mountain View. Battle behind their goal now. Couple of players involved. Comes out to the slot. Wide open. Point blank. Saved by Jordan McGinnis. Keeps this a 3-2 lead. Still on the attack is High River. Looking for more here. Jarman. Sharp angle. Tried to center out front. It's in behind McGinnis somewhere. Gets the glove behind him. And will draw the whistle. One action here at the DMC. 9:04 remains in the second. It's 3-2 Colts.
Well, that's just the second shot of this period for the High River Flyers, but it was a dangerous one, and McGinnis makes the stop, so the Colts have a lead in shots here in this second period of 7-3 here, so we're three shots registered so far. Berndt, our 20th anniversary is coming up for 96.5 CKFM on Groundhog Day, February 2nd. I was trying to think back of all the years of covering hockey in the area here. Obviously, we jumped on with the Grizzlies in 2004 in the spring of that year. My first play-by-play game was Innisfail Eagles versus Bentley Generals in January of 05, the NHL lockout year, the 04-05 season. And then I think we started doing Mountain View Colts games in the 05-06 season. I remember working with Jason Edwards' dad on one of the broadcasts here at the Diggs Memorial Complex. Also had Bill Turville as my color commentator at one point there. When do you first remember hearing 96.5 CKFM broadcasting hockey in this area?
Wow, well, I remember listening to you with the Olds Grizzlies. There's no doubt about that. I used to be a staunch Grizzlies fan and listening to the broadcast through CKFM, but just the home of hockey for Mountain View County with CKFM for so long, and we look forward to continuing to be that for a long, long ways, that's for sure. Back at it here after that media timeout here in the second period. 3-2 Colts. Defensive zone draw is one. However, unable to break that out was Rock. Gets bumped off the puck. Eventually, the Colts do push it into the neutral zone, and it gets sent right back to where it came from. Mountain View is tasked to break it out with Simon Leishner. His pass a little too hot to handle there for Hirsch. It's dropped off in the neutral zone. Heavy collision right in front of the High River bench. Now onto the attack. Smith looking for more here. Certainly ramped up the physical play in the last 10 minutes or so. High River on the forecheck looking to center that one out front. A dangerous looking opportunity. That was Ma back in the attack now. Mountain View look to push it the other way, but this is going to be a little too much. It's an icing call against Mountain View.
They've got the team and the tires to suit all your tire needs and more. The Tire Shop, a proud supporter of the Mountain View Colts. As we move on in this hockey game here, the lone goal of this second period, second of the season for the Mountain View Colts forward, as giving them the lead here with the goal from behind the net. Banking it in was Trenton Hirsch. Aiden Saunders picked up the lone assist on that one.
Defensive zone draw following the icing call against Mountain View. A backhand point shot loose out from McIsaac, chopped at it, and that's a pad save by McGinnis. Puck still loose in the Mountain View end, in behind the goal, looking to set something up now is, that's Cody for High River. He hangs onto the puck only briefly. Good check there by Kai Biggin, and the Colts eventually will work it into the neutral zone. Rehorse back to pick it up now for High River, sends it through the middle, takes a couple of banks, no icing here. McIsaac's going to go after it himself. McIsaac for Smith, the two leading scorers for High River. Smith back to McIsaac, fires one on, it's in the back of the net. Took a deflection out front. High River's tied it up. It's 3-3.
That one couldn't possibly have been a better redirect. It went from being a shot low along the ice to going top shelf far side. Marshall was the last one to get a stick on it, and he ramped it perfectly up under the bar. 3-3. So the High River Flyers led 1-0 and 2-1. The Colts came back both times. Now here in the second period, the Colts go up 3-2, but Marshall and the High River Flyers equalize. It's 3-3. The goal comes at the 12-12 mark.
That's Jagger Marshall's 10th of the season. The rookie skater putting on a clinic here and has shown lots of signs of offensive prowess throughout this hockey game. It's 3-3. It's been a great game so far. The DMC, the Colts have to answer back. Onto the attack, High River pouring it on, looking for more. Smith out to Cody at the point, fans on it. Now we'll pull the trigger. Big block out front by McDermott. Puck settles down and point blank shot by Smith is up and over the target and will wrap around the wall and all the way out. Break there for the Colts. Back in the zone, Rehorse has to break it out, gets it to Marshall, gets the tap in, will go after it on the forecheck. Colts quickly looking to put it right back towards Gamesfrom, and then at the point, Rehorse blasts one. That's wide the target, though. Colts on their heels a little bit here as High River has tied this game up at three. Steiner now down low on the backhand, looks to center it. Smith out front, check quickly there, but Steiner gets to it himself. Still loose in the high slot, looking for it there is Lazar. He carries it down low, left wing side, takes a heavy hit there. Looks like Lazar might have had his helmet come off for a second. Wasn't able to make the play on that dead puck. And then Wilford will find it at the point. Big save by McGinnis. Deflected up and out of play. And that'll draw a whistle here. 6:37 to go in the second.
Yeah, Lazar able to button up that chin strap. And now, but it did come loose. And then he was trying to figure out a way to get it to back together and get everything the way it needs to be to stay safe out there. That's going to be the second assist of the night for Alex McIsaac for the High River Flyers. He's got assists on two of the three goals now as we continue to go back and forth. Three lead changes so far tonight.
It is a back and forth hockey game, speedy hockey game as well. It's starting to get a little bit physical out there as well. Here's the defensive zone draw lost by Mountain View. Bit of a scramble out front now. Both teams digging away at it. Steiner on the back end, try to get it to the high slot. Couldn't do so cleanly. Lazar will hold the zone, however. It's Austin who has to get a loose change, plays it off the glass, couldn't get it by Wilford at the point. High River will keep this possession alive. Ma overskates the puck, that allows Stevens Bell an opportunity to send it up the opposite wing. It's quickly gathered, however, by High River. They send it right back into the Mountain View end. Now tasked to break it out is McDermott. Pass a little too hot to handle for Stoddard, but does buy himself some room to get out of the zone. Stoddard makes a couple of nifty moves in the neutral zone to get around some checkers, but it's poke checked off his stick and back the other way now with Moss. Speed up the ice for High River. Wilford has it. High slot fires one on, and that's saved by Jordan McGinnis and pushed up and out of place. 5:48 to go in the second period.
On the road making miles through Western Canada since 1963, when you need it hauled, call Dick's Trucking in Didsbury. Mountain View Colts and the High River Flyers battling it out here on a Saturday night at the Didsbury Memorial Complex. 3-3 as we get close to that final quarter of this second period. 5:48 left to play.
Defensive zone draw coming up now. It's Cohen Richardson digging in. The rookie skater from Mountain View loses this one. It's out to Bakker. And a big glove save made by Jordan McGinnis.
The High River Flyers have now taken a lead in shots, 20-19. The Colts had been in control most of this period in that category, but now High River up 20-19 with 8 shots this period.
This game has definitely come in waves. You can definitely feel the momentum turning towards High River as off that scramble, off the faceoff, just trickles towards Jordan McGinnis. He'll hang on for another whistle, but the Colts have had their moments, but so too has High River. Another defensive zone draw here at blocker side of Jordan McGinnis. It's going to be pulled back by Cohen Richardson. Defensive zone draw made better as Rock will send it up the wall, but eventually ends up in the bench of High River.
Richardson had a pair of goals in the Colts' loss last night, and a big faceoff win there because High River had that same setup with the shooter right in behind the centerman looking to get another quick one off the draw. Now with this going into the High River bench, the faceoff comes out of the zone, so McGinnis isn't going to have to worry about seeing that quick trigger pull off of a faceoff win.
Yeah, Cohen Richardson got a couple of games with the blue and red last season, and now is looking on a full-time role with the Colts this year and has really come to be one of the Colts' stronger players in this season. Scramble off the faceoff in the neutral zone. Both teams digging away for it. Simon Leishner with a good defensive play to prevent a 2-on-1 the other way. Still a loose puck in the neutral zone. Eventually it is trickled in, and now Burrows onto the attack. Rips one around the wall. Channon had to be quick to get there. Long shot through off the stick, I believe, of Burrows. It's going to go wide of the target, holding it in, however, and on the attack is Bakken. Bakken on the backhand, tried to center it. It's broken up now. Cohen Richardson, left wing side, will carry it in. Trying to center one through the middle. Burrows is going to pick that one up easily and will defend himself around the check of Parks and get it into the middle for Bergeson. Bergeson now snaps one on. Blocker save and McGinnis. McGinnis's rebound collected by Parks will dish it out for Aiden Saunders. 2-on-2 now, developing up the other way for Mountain View. Saunders runs into some trouble there. Richardson will clean up the mess for him, pick it up, and now a pass out for Barnett, and Barnett's shot is deflected wide, but Barnett then quickly comes into the middle to intercept the breakout pass the other way. Barnett running into some trouble there, backhands it up the wall. Ty Cody makes the move around his man. Cody still in possession on the forehand, try to do the toe drag around Barnett, but stands him up and doesn't allow him to move through him. Picking up the loose change there is Parks. Parks pass out the middle for Hirsch, and Hirsch almost tried to bank it around his man, almost did so successfully, but eventually Hirsch will find in the neutral zone and get it deep. About 4 minutes to go here as Trenton Hirsch is the lone forechecker. D to D action. Burrows can't quite hang on to that puck. Reckhorse involved. So too is Cody. Takes a big hit, but Corbin Ray is going to keep the play alive here for Mountain View. Spins, fires one. That one is patted aside by Payne. In behind the High River goal now. Mountain View is looking for it with Trenton Hirsch on the forecheck. Comes out to the point man, held in. Battle for it right in front of the Mountain View end. Corbin Ray overskates that one. You're going to have to regroup at the blue line for offside. Mountain View checks up. The lone forechecker, Kai Biggin. Pass out is collected by Hirsch, who is going to go after it now in the defense or offensive zone. High River having a little bit of troubles breaking it out. They'll just play it off the glass and into the neutral zone. Again, broken play in the middle of the ice. Now Hirsch battling for it right on the Colts logo. Eventually is found here by High River. Big hit thrown by Corbin Ray. Misses his man slightly. Elbow goes up. There's no doubt about that. Arm is up as well. What is the call going to be? It's going to go against High River as Cody is the guilty party and looks to be the only one going on the bench here.
No, I'm pretty sure that the High River bench is making the point that there was infractions both ways there, but I think if, as so often happens, they get the retaliation and the elbow is going to be the only call as the Mountain View Colts already with a couple of power plays here this period, registering just two shots on those two opportunities, both those shots coming on the second one. They're 1-for-3 on the game. This could be their fourth chance, and it's 3-3 with 3:07 left in the second period. This is a huge opportunity.
This could be a big turning point in this hockey game, dying stages of the second. They've got the faceoff win. Bell out to the point bench. Stoddard. Bell and Stoddard on the points. It looks like Hayden Parks in possession now along the hash mark. Faces some pressure there, but manages to wear that off. Cross ice pass is a good one for Bell now. Tops of the circle, right wing side, slides it across for Stoddard, looking for Parks on the hash mark. Kept alive here by Wyatt Bailey. Bailey now circles out for Bell. Right wing side, looks to fire a shot at the top of the circle. That one stick down and held in the zone, though, by Stoddard. That was a break for High River, and eventually it will be worked out of the zone by Jarman, who intercepts again and sends it up the wing. 2-on-1, 3-on-1 now as Bailey has it. His backhand pass, a little bit of a soft one. Soft in front, and a point-blank save made by Payne. Gathering the rebound is Richardson. Stoddard now at the point, fires one. That one's wide of the target for Bell. Bell will gather the rebound back to Stoddard. Stoddard now looks to give it across for Parks. Parks in the middle now, look for the redirect. Bailey point blank blocker save by Payne. Colts keep possession alive. 50 seconds of power play time remaining. It comes out Stoddard at the point. Backhands it softly down low, looking for the return pass. Stoddard does have it. Now we'll dish it across for Parks. Parks has some room. Fires one. Blocker to side by Payne. Rebound found by Bailey. Bailey on the backhand tries to center it. Can't quite do so cleanly. There's a battle between Parks and his man. Eventually High River's going to dig it out, and they're going to send it up the length of the ice. Race for it now is losing a piece of equipment there as a High River player. They've got to turn off for a change. A quick pass up the ice by Mountain View. They've got about 25 seconds of power play time to work with as working his way in is Aiden Saunders. Saunders will send it up, give it to Parks at the top of the circle. Parks, long cross, Feist B's looking for Trenton Hirsch on the redirect. Couldn't quite find that one. McDermott holds the zone, gives it across for Saunders. A centering pass through the middle. It's loose in the slot. Both teams looking for it, and Parks will find it into the corner. We've got a hand up once again, and we've got a delayed call.
Slashing is the call. 4 seconds was left in this Colts power play. It's still 3-3 hockey game here. We're down to a minute 10 left to go before our second intermission, and it's going to be for the first time this period the Mountain View Colts are picking up a penalty as Ray is going to head off for slashing. The Colts had all three power plays here in this second period. Unfortunately, they did not cash in on any of them at now High River. After 4 seconds of 4-on-4, we'll get to finish the period on the power play.
And that latest power play generating a couple of decent opportunities as well, just unable to find the real quality one they wanted.
They did get 4 shots on goal registering.
A lot of point-blank opportunities, some good saves made by Payne, and now out of the box comes a High River player. They'll go to the power play now as McIsaac has it, a centering feed, a big save made by Jordan McGinnis. Stretches out the pad to keep that one out. In possession still, McIsaac has it, a centering pass is broken up, and now there's a battle for it behind the Mountain View goal, and eventually digging it out is McIsaac. Keeps the play alive, gets it to his point man. Here's Smith, finds a lane, fires it wide of the target. On the redirect, trying to bank down one home, where's High River? Now Burrows has it, across for McIsaac, tried to center it back for Burrows, battle for it, Ferguson is looking for it, so too are the Colts, scrambling away, there's Tanner Austin, couldn't find it though. Smith at the point, tries his luck, that one takes a block and comes into the corner. Battling away now, back and keeps possession alive, centering pass in the slot, it's found by Tanner Austin, and he turns and sends it the length of the ice. Just 15 seconds remaining here in the second period. In their own zone, High River is tasked to break it out. Ferguson now has it along the boards. Will give it for McIsaac. Right wing side looks to cut into the middle on the forehand. Up and over the target. Still alive, however. It's picked up by High River. Out to the point man. And Smith, he'll try his luck. Looking for the redirect. But the buzzer sounds. Another thrilling period here. And through 40 minutes, it's a 3-3 hockey game between the Mountain View Colts and the High River Flyers. We'll be back to recap everything you've heard through 40. You're listening to Old Sprint Lizer and Anchor Services Mountain View Colts Hockey on 96.5 CKFM.